My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Yeah, it's a little bit of the sort of the calm before the storm of the kickoff party. We've been to a few of these, as you mentioned.
Oh, and, yeah, they get good.
Yeah, it gets wild in here because the drivers come in here.
Yeah, and they bring out a car, you know, and kind of park it out, and it's a whole thing.
Yeah, they're usually hot young guys, and that brings in the hot young girls.
Oh, yeah.
And of course, we never notice that.
And the hot young boys, don't forget about that.
And then all the olds, that, you know, it's just a, you know.
Yeah, it's a good time.
It's a fun lot, the Grand Prix fans. And they will be down here tonight celebrating the Portland Grand Prix, which is Friday through Sunday out at PIR. 10 Barrel Brewing is where we have set up shop. 10 Barrel Brewing. And believe it or not, guys, if you were listening to yesterday's show, that's where we were yesterday.
Yeah, but yesterday we were celebrating pub beer and their sponsorship of the club.
Yeah.
Pub at the club. Now, this is about the Vroom Vrooms.
But you can still have a pub beer.
Oh, yeah. Or like six. It happens.
All right. The 1080 The Fan daily poll question can be found on X at 1080 The Fan. Yesterday we asked you, what's your view on reclining your seat on an airplane? How do you feel this went? What do you think?
I would hope.
The three choices were just rude, only if no one's behind me, or my seat, my prerogative.
I'm hoping that the only if no one's behind me, I'm hoping that wins. I want decency to win out in this world.
That did win.
Good.
58%.
Yeah. Like, at our core, I think the majority of us are decent human beings. Like you said, it's just that there's about 25% of us that are terrible.
Yeah, I'm going to go 30.
30, okay.
In between 25, 30%.
Somewhere in that range.
My seat, my prerogative, 31%.
Oh, gosh. You people are the worst.
And just rude, 11%.
See, it's not rude, though, if there's, you know, if it doesn't affect the person behind you.
Yeah.
So there's context to everything.
Mm. Context, what?
Yeah. Context.
Today's question, it is up there for you. Vote and vote hard. Would you be willing to donate money to your school's NIL fund?
No.
Three options. Of course. Open to it or no chance.
Yeah. No chance.
Why?
And I mean zero.
Really? Just because they're a rich school?
You could.
BYU has a lot of money.
Dude, the church is worth several hundred billion dollars.
And yet they won't give a dime to NIL, will they?
No, the church won't. So I just, there is, and but honestly, this isn't even a BYU thing, although, you know, that's where I went, and I want BYU to do well, and I like Kalani Sitake. He's a former teammate of mine. He's their head coach. I think it'd be great if BYU became, a powerhouse in football. But this goes, like, if I played at Oregon, or if my kid went and played it at Washington or Washington State, wherever, they would never get a dime out of me. I find it fascinating in this world where, dude, they just piss money. And they just, for the dumbest things in the world. Like, the idea that, there's context to everything. I will say there's a difference probably between Oregon State and Oregon. But if you go to Oregon, the chairs in that Hatfield-Dowling complex, they're made by Ferrari. They went and got Ferrari chairs. And you're asking me, you know, let's say even I make, you know, $300,000, which I don't. But let's say I do well, but I'm not rich. and you're asking me to donate money? Dude, kiss my ass. Clemson put in a slide. There's a slide at their facility that where if you want to go from the top floor down to the bottom floor, instead of taking the elevator or the stairs or the escalator, you could take a slide.
It's a dadgum mistake.
So you have the nerve to waste money with a slide, but then be like, we need money. I mean, to get out of here. How Mike Gundy makes how much money? And yet now we've got QR codes on the back of helmets and we're asking Ma and Pa to chip in a few bucks here and there. Zero chance.
Mike Gundy makes $7.5 million per year.
It ain't happening. You know, this is the same thing whenever an NFL team or someone builds a stadium and then they ask the public, well, you know, times are tough and, you know, we need to come together on this. And, you know, it's a joint effort. And by joint effort, we're asking you to give me all the money. And then we build a building just for me. And no, I don't let anyone else use it. And yes, I'm worth $4 billion, but I'm going to collect all the money from it. Meanwhile, you, the taxpayers, continue to pay for it on bonds. So it ends up being three times more expensive. And if you don't, screw you, I'm going to leave. This idea of regular people paying for programs, whether it's at the professional level or collegiate level, and I get, man, if you've got a bunch of money to spare and that's what makes you happy, by all means, knock yourself out. But if you're coming to me to fund a billion-dollar organization, dude, no. I just can't think of a single sports entity that would ever get a dime out of me. None.
What if the little Mormon boys in their shirts and their little bike helmets that knock on your door were now asking for NIL money?
Well, that's you're going to go down a bad road for me here because, again, the church is worth $100 billion. You know who pays for missions when a young man goes
probably
on a mission?
Probably the kids.
Probably the kids.
The parents.
The parents. And I...
No way.
Yeah, that's a... It's a source of great...
It's almost as if the whole thing's a racket.
I just can't.
So 74% of our listeners so far agree with you.
Yeah.
They're with you. They say no chance.
Now I will say that if it was back in the olden days, and we went back into the 50s or 60s or 70s, and you had coaches that were making, you know, $65,000 a year, and it was a blue-collar sort of situation, and, you know, you didn't have these giant, you know, cathedrals that you played in and all the facilities. Yeah, at that point, if you're like, hey, would you like to contribute a little bit to keep this program going? Because I like going to college football games. I like seeing my team do well. That makes sense to me. But we have crossed that barrier decades ago. That thing is so far in the rearview mirror. So just the idea of asking Johnny Sixpack to pony up that money, man. And at that point, too, it's just a drop in the bucket. Like, if you think that you and your normal fans are going to pool money and it's really going to make a difference to Oklahoma State or BYU or Kansas or whatever, you're fooling yourself because the giant programs with giant boosters are coming in and they outspend you 6-1.
Yeah, I think that's the problem for me is, oh, thank you. Another picture of...
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Water.
You animal. You absolute animal.
And yes, I do have to pee.
Yeah. By the way, the over-under is 5.5.
On what?
On your peas.
Oh, it'll be more than that. Especially if I keep down in water.
Well, I just someone on the text line set the over-under 5.5.
I'll count. All okay, right. You count. Yeah, I haven't peed yet. I am going to go this next break.
There's one.
So there's one. We'll keep a close eye on this.
Yeah.
For me, the problem is if I donate my little measly pennies.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to see some return, right?
Exactly.
Like, there's no way to know. Like, it's like when charities, a good thing that charities will do sometimes is they will say, here's what your money does.
Yes.
Okay, if you give us $150, it's going to save this puppy's life or whatever, you know.
Yes.
This, there's no, like, what does it go?
Yeah.
It just goes into a big pool that's probably misspent.
Yep.
And I don't know, there's just really no... There's no payoff for the giver.
No, none.
You know, they're just relying
on. It just goes into a hole.
You're just a Kansas fan, and you went there, so you should donate to help us out. Well, what do I get out of it?
You get nothing.
You know.
I mean, I guess a sense of.
Is it a write-off? Are NIL donations a write-off?
I don't think so, because that's not a charity. It's not a 501c.
Yeah.
So I think that's just money in the you know, it's just a drop in the bucket.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm going to vote no chance.
And it's just a.
And I'm going to vote hard.
Yes, dude. Of all the great Window Daddy poll questions that you have put up, and you always ask us to vote and vote hard.
I do want you to vote hard.
In all the years we've been doing this, I don't know if I would have voted harder for a poll than this. I would be bludgeoning this. It's not even like, can I punch a button? Because if so, that's an uppercut of a button. And every time I get that thing in the mail from BYU, I just laugh. I want to email someone over there and be like, the unmitigated gall to ask me for money when you are literally sitting on several hundreds of billions of dollars as an organization. And I know it's not all the same thing, but it's like endowments. And I get endowments are different and all that. But, dude, some of these schools have so much money.
Yeah.
And yet they want you to donate, you know, $1,000?
We need you or we won't survive.
Oh, and by the way, if you don't continue to up those donations, then you don't get season tickets. You don't get the cool parking places and all that. And, yeah, that's not really built into the cost. We just need you to, quote, donate so then you can have the right to then go buy seats. That's like the personal seat license. Hey, we just built a publicly funded $4 billion stadium for a private billionaire. And guess what we're going to do for the fans? You now get to write us a check for $30,000. Oh, cool. Is that for my season tickets? No. That's for the right to buy the season tickets.
And could you make it out to the billionaire, please?
Yes. Because he's really hurting. I mean, it's just...
All right. That's the poll question. It is at X, on X, at 1080 The Fan. Coming up next, the Mariners have made a move.
The final piece has happened.
Rest in peace, Scott Service.
Are you out of your mind?
Here's Buck.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.